We were established in 1993, nonprofit. Our mission is to ensure that we have the protection of the Everglades. The Everglades is a vital ecosystem. It's the water supply for nearly 8 million Floridians. It's the home to 77 endangered and threatened species. And it's the economic lifeblood of Florida, certainly South Florida, with the number of industries that are impacted in a positive way as it relates to a healthy ecosystem, a healthy Everglades. And over the 20-plus years that we've been in existence, we've been working with decision-makers, policymakers in Washington and in Tallahassee to ensure that the largest restoration project in the history of the world, that these projects are built and that we can keep more water on the peninsula, be able to flow that water south, and let's end this decades-long practice of dumping and wasting fresh water out to the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico.
So what's holding that up? Why is there water that's being sent to the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic instead of flowing through the Everglades?
Well, this didn't happen overnight. There are a number of decisions over the many, many decades that caused that natural sheet flow of water, that natural flow of water from Orlando. Shingle Creek in Orlando is the headwaters of the Everglades, and when the water would go through the Kissimmee River down to Lake Okeechobee, it would naturally flow south, and it would reach the Florida Keys over time. When the Army Corps of Engineers built the dike around Lake Okeechobee, that cut off that natural flow of water. When they built the road from Tampa to Miami, Tamiami Trail, US 41, that decapitated the water flow in the southern part of the ecosystem. So we are replacing, or we're fixing, the sins of previous generations. And the beauty of this issue, it's a unifying one. And 16 years ago, Republicans and Democrats came together in a very bipartisan way to pass the Everglades Restoration Plan, a plan that lays out specific projects that need to be built so that we can re-engineer, re-plumb the way water flows here in Florida, and that's what we're dealing with right now.
We've heard the state blaming the federal government. We've heard the feds blaming Florida. What's the next step? How do we get to a point where we get something done rather than just playing the blame game?
Well, that's true. The blame game, it's an old, tired tactic of point fingers, don't take responsibility, or quite frankly, it's not even about taking responsibility. It's stepping up and doing what's right. And the issue here is, when restoring the Everglades, it's a marriage between Washington and Tallahassee. You need both sides have to be engaged in order to do this. So there's money. We have the money to build these projects, thanks to 75% of Florida voters who passed Amendment 1 back in 2014. So the money's there. We have a plan, like I mentioned, the Everglades Restoration Plan. But what has been lacking is political will to really go after the key projects, deal with the projects that are going to reconnect Lake Okeechobee or take Lake Okeechobee water and flow it south instead of dumping it east and west. And this Now or Neverglades effort, this movement that has begun, where there's almost 32,000 people that have signed declaration calling for a reservoir, an above-ground reservoir to be built south of Lake Okeechobee, so that you have a new outlet to send that water. Instead of, again, wasting billions of gallons of fresh water, which happens to be polluted, which is why we see all this algae, toxic algae, but to be able to build this reservoir south of the lake, provide a new outlet to send that water south, store it, and then clean it so that the Everglades can have clean, fresh water. And mind you, it is the source of water for nearly 8 million Floridians.
What's keeping the reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee from being built?
There's no question that the desire or the need for this reservoir has been agreed upon. And I want to go back to 16 years ago when President Clinton signed the Everglades Restoration Plan. The second project that was authorized in that legislation was the reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee. Again, this hasn't been concocted overnight. It's a plan that's been in place for many, many years. And now we just need, again, Tallahassee to step up. We have an incoming Senate president who has announced his desire to buy land south of Lake Okeechobee to build the reservoir. What's important now is we have a statewide political leader who's willing to get it done. And this Now or Neverglades movement is supporting Senator Negron's efforts there.
Those are my only questions. Is there anything else our listeners need to know about this?
If listeners are interested in this, I would encourage them to engage. Folks in this listening area, they get out and fish. They go out and enjoy the outdoors that Florida provides. I know they go beyond the Tampa Bay listening area. They go down to South Florida. We're all in this together. We're all Floridians. And whether you live in Tampa Bay or you live in South Florida, we cannot lose this national treasure. It's America's Everglades. We take great pride in this ecosystem that we have. It's so unique. I would encourage folks, again, if they're interested, to text the word water, W-A-T-E-R, water, to 66866, 66866, and join the effort, the Now or Neverglades effort.
Eric, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.